I'm not going to talk to you about anything nearly so glamorous as E. coli, influenza, or Lyme disease, but we will be talking about system integration and how it was carried out to enhance notifiable disease condition reporting and to assist in timely and effective public health response. We'll also describe the process of system integration of two previously standalone systems, Merlin and EpiCom, and then describe the system processes and operation. A little bit of background here. Public health surveillance and information systems were developed prior to the recent FIN requirements or FIN specifications. Both systems are about 6 years old, and they were developed as standalone systems. The system design should account for methods to improve both the receipt and the dissemination of information. And so what we were going for here was not just a one-way push of information, but more of a communication back and forth. Also, Florida implemented several enhancements to integrate what we're going to talk about today, which is three systems, the Notifiable Disease Surveillance System, the Outbreak Information System, and Florida's EpiX equivalent, which we call EpiCom. All right, so first, Merlin is the Florida Department of Health's secure web-based disease reporting and epidemiologic analysis system. It operates in all 67 Florida counties. It is an internal-facing application, which means that it is inside the Department of Health firewall. It contains confidential case-related information. This system actually also contains our outbreak module as well. EpiCom is the state's alerting system for EPI surveillance response. It's accessible to users outside the DOH firewall. It's actually our outbreak communications and emergency notification system. It allows us to engage external public health partners. It functions mostly as a message board where users can post information on epidemiologically significant events, and then if we did have an event of public health significance, it could set off alerts to either groups of or the entire user base. EpiCom is actually now part of our HON solution. So system integration. We undertook the process of integrating both the Merlin and the EpiCom system to create a single portal for the report of diseases and the receipt of information. One thing that we found is counties don't always see the divide between program areas and functions, and it's helpful for them to have what we like to consider an EPI one-stop shop. A lot of times it's difficult for them to see how the HIV, STD, and some of the other EPI systems work together, and quite frankly, up until this, they didn't work together. These people were forced to enter data into one system, turn around, enter it into another system, and so we are continuously trying to integrate all these EPI systems. This diagram shows the flow of information between the Bureau of Epidemiology, our county health departments, our outside partners, including healthcare professionals and medical providers, and also the CDC. Okay, this slide further explains some of the enhancements that we made to the three systems that we talked about to make them seamless to county EPI staff. We utilized a single sign-on system, and we also integrated alerting features to notify state surveillance staff of case investigations of associated case activities. And then, like I said, also we integrated all this with our outbreak module. This slide shows what a county health department EPI staffer would see when they log into Merlin in the morning. This is important because at the top of the page you see the last 10 EpiCom postings. It's actually not 10, probably about the last 5 EpiCom postings. And this is important because county health department staff are sometimes isolated in their counties. They may not know that a neighboring county is having an outbreak of an infectious disease, and so when they log into Merlin in the morning to check their task list and look at their lab results, they could take a quick glance and see, you know, if a neighboring county was experiencing something that maybe they were too, or maybe something that they should be on the lookout for. All right, so Merlin has actually been in continuous development, it seems like, since 2001. The development never seems to end. We, over the past few years, have implemented lead poisoning prevention module, perinatal Hep B prevention module, rabies, influenza, and probably most important to me, electronic laboratory reporting, which is a direct lab result feeds from our state labs and also some private labs. The Merlin Outbreak Module is a tool for documenting and analyzing outbreaks and unusual disease occurrences investigated by our county health department staff and the state health office. We are developing the Outbreak Module, or redeveloping it, with the FIN requirements, which most of you know can be a moving target from time to time. We wanted to tie this in because either Merlin or EpiCom could alert us to an outbreak. We had a significant outbreak in 2006 of E. coli and HUS associated also with a petting zoo. We had some mortality and morbidity associated with that and some pediatric cases. The Merlin Outbreak Module facilitates more complete outbreak reporting. It provides a tool for county health departments to guide and train staff in outbreak investigation. It keeps outbreak data collection in the statewide central database. It provides a drop-in surveillance tool, which I'll mention one of the nicest features, or one of the ones that the counties seem to appreciate the most, is the ability to create ad hoc questionnaires on the fly for outbreaks. It provides a simple way for the staff to assist counties to manage outbreaks. We can both see the same information. And it's also a really great place to store archived information for outbreaks. So when we write our annual morbidity report, we have one place to go to see what's going on in the previous year. This slide shows the linkage between Merlin and the outbreak module. The common factor here is the folks with the notifiable disease. You can see how the information exchange goes back and forth. The outbreak module key design considerations, I'll tell you also that these were also developed or being redeveloped with FIN requirements in mind. It's highly integrated. It's a ready exchange of records of people and cases between surveillance applications and the outbreak module. It includes easy navigation and data entry. It mirrors the surveillance application, and it has multiple simultaneous users statewide. Of those users, there are different user roles. It's a seamless integration between two systems, and it maintains a similar look and feel from system to system. So our design considerations, again, were FIN-driven, and they had to be easy, flexible, easy to design, implement questionnaires, create and display relationships. It was useful for large and small outbreaks, and the outbreak summary and analysis feature, data export. Again, a great place for us to keep information for our annual morbidity report. So we had to link cases between the outbreak module and the reporting module. When working with a person in the outbreak module that turns out to have had a case as a notifiable disease, you'd simply check a box, and then conversely in the outbreak module, if you wanted to add that as a case into Merlin, you would just click a box there, and actually here is a diagram of what that would look like. So this is both systems. It shows that you would only have to check a box to populate or to share information from one system to the other. And this is what the users would see when they looked at it. Now this is EpiCom. We're going to talk about EpiCom. It's been in existence since 2002. It is our outbreak communications, and we have both users from within the state and local public health and external private partners as well. This is what it looks like in EpiCom. You can see that posts are divided up into forums and topics. For example, a forum might be meningitis. The topics underneath that forum might be bacterial, viral, and unknown. Users post these messages. I can tell, or you can tell by looking at it, who has posted, who was posted the message when it was posted. And then the top line shows alerts. And so if we did have a case of public health significance, it would set off an alert and it would let you know as soon as you logged in what that was. This is an example of a posting. These posts contain no confidential or sensitive information. Although this is a secure website, we have made the policy decision not to include confidential or sensitive data. Users are encouraged to post with just a suspicion, which is different from the notifiable disease repository, where cases would not be considered cases unless they met certain definitions and case definitions. So users are again encouraged to post with just a suspicion. It is a way for counties to look and see what's going on in different counties. And again, Merlin, they would not put this kind of information in Merlin where we would have a diagnosis or a positive lab. Now, users can get access to the information within EpiCom several different ways. One, they can log into the secure website with a username and password. The newest forum posts would be at the top of the page. They can also request on their profile to have emails sent to them. Every time a post is, or a message is posted, it would email the person to their Department of Health email or private email. And those can be actually filtered by topic and category. So if you had someone who was interested in emerging infectious diseases but not really in harmful algal blooms, which we have a lot of in Florida, then they could filter them out that way. Merlin users, when they log in the morning, of course, can see the 10 most recent posts. And then you can also opt under your profile to receive a daily email with the titles of all the previous posts within the previous 24 hours. So in conclusion, this intersection of traditional public health surveillance with new technological capabilities gives us the opportunity to focus on the end user, the systems, not the data capture. This makes things easier for the people in the county that really use the system. And as most of you know, the more people that like the system, the more they'll use it, and so that equates to better notification and better data quality for us at the state level. The functional system integration enables the best features of each system to be effectively utilized in order to improve public health surveillance and information exchange. And then finally, these are all the folks that help contribute to this presentation and who work on the IT teams for all three of these.